The centre section of the stairs is actually a lift. It goes down. It can be set at different heights, but it actually goes down to the storage area below. So you can have the trolleys and take them away. The side areas of the stage also are modular, so they can be de-stacked and put onto the lift and taken away down below. And so you can have a whole open area on this level. It can be used as a dance floor. You can put cafe tables in and have it cabaret style. The seats at the side actually slide back as well, so you can have a full open area. There's also seats behind the stage that can slide out, so you can have a performance in the round. So there's six or seven different permutations how you can set the hall up. And it's used for anything from rock concerts, a lot of classical acoustic gigs, a lot of folk concerts, but it's also used for conferences. Because of the colours of the hall, quite subdued lighting and the warm colours, if you have any other, is there any conference events in there?
Not today.
Be warned, 2:15 in the afternoon is a very dangerous time, because you've just had your lunch, and it's a nice subdued lighting. It's difficult to steer with. That's for the staff as well. We'll have a... Again, you'll see that because you'll be using this room, it can be set up in various different styles. Ostensibly, it was originally set up as a performance, not a performance, but a rehearsal space for the Northern Symphonia Orchestra, because the acoustics of this room mimic those of Hall 1. So when the orchestra's rehearsing in here, they get the same feel, the same sound, similar, as they would in Hall 1. So they get it right in here, it's got really good in there. But the room can be used again for various different things. It's a mark of the flexibility of the building. It's set up to deal with tables in a casual style. It'll be set up this evening in theatre style. The lighting rig can drop down, make the room feel smaller and more intimate. It can be set up as a lounge with a bar in the corner, for as it is during the jazz festival and the film festival that I have every year. Very possibly we're going to look backstage. It is literally a multi-function space, because we can be set up for the service in the morning with the chairs laid out up to where the ceremony takes place, and then we'll come in, everyone will go off for a drink in the bar, and we'll come in and take the chairs away and put tables out for the reception. And then they'll have the reception, and then we'll go for a drink in the bar, and we'll come in and take the tables away and have a dance floor. So as it just continues, have all your whole day. Yeah. on the technical side, there's a core team of, say, about 20. And then we can bring in specialists and contract labour for larger events. So that, and we'll have there'll be a list of people who we'll call on a regular basis who are specialists in different areas.
Right.
But we do have a sound core of people as well.
Right.
And they take care of the stage events and the maintenance of the technical equipment. Then they have a team in blue shirts who do basically the facilities, the moving of the furniture, and then the front of house team in red shirts, who are the fire marshals for the halls and meeting and greeting and ticket office and things like that. So there's a different team. And then separate again, there's a building services team who look after the fabric of the building. The backstage corridor here actually, it's a great demonstration today. It looked tidy yesterday. It's a work in progress. Things are coming out of halls and things are going into halls. It's Don McLean tonight, so there'll be a large setup for the Hall 1 stage. But what you have here is a large industrial or Tesco sized loading bay where the articulated lorries can reverse up to. In fact, is there somebody just doing that now? The trucks can reverse right up to the lip of the building and things can be rolled on and off on in flight cases or on trolleys. Straight through the doors on the Hall 1 stage there, or through with the Northern Rock here, or through the Hall 2 stage along there. The one I like to quote is a couple of years ago, Brian Wilson, ex-Beach Boys, was playing here. Huge setup, massive rock setup, loads of amps on stage. And, the concert finished at 10:30, it was the last concert of the UK tour.